This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. World of Agriculture is brought to you by the Iowa Corn Growers Association. The One Health approach from the National Pork Board is vital in meeting the growing market demand for pork. We'll have more right after this.
You might think Iowa just grows corn, but the truth is, corn grows Iowa. Hi, I'm Stu Swanson, a farmer from Galt, Iowa, and the first vice president of the Iowa Corn Growers Association. Whether you're planting, harvesting, or anywhere in between, as a member of the Iowa Corn Growers Association, you're also actively advocating for our industry. As an ICGA member, you have a voice lobbying on ag issues at the state and federal levels on priorities that impact your farm. Join us today at iowacorn.org/join.
As consumers become more conscientious about the food they consume, there is a heightened focus on food safety, animal welfare, and environmental sustainability. Dr. Heather Fowler, National Pork Board Director of Producer and Public Health, explained the One Health approach.
One Health refers to the connections between humans, animals, and the environment, and most importantly, recognizes that those areas are so interconnected that at times we really need to take a holistic approach to these areas in order to uplift and improve in all of those different sectors.
Fowler says pork producers are working the One Health way every day.
They are working to produce a product that is nutritious, that is safe from a food safety perspective, and that is produced in a way that optimizes animal health and well-being, as well as worker well-being, and also doing this while being good stewards of the environment. So they are working in a One Health way every day, balancing the needs of the human health, animal health, and environmental health.
Fowler encourages producers to keep animal health and worker health top of mind.
From time to time, we hear in the media of different diseases arising, different human health risks, animal risks. So I want them to remain diligent, not just from a biosecurity perspective, but also thinking about our own health and how we are coexisting in this shared workplace environment. Again, human, animal, environmental health, all of those things are happening at one time in our barns. So just reminding them to be vigilant and making sure that they're taking those steps needed to prevent the transmission of disease between man and animal alike.
For more information, visit porkcheckoff.org. For the World of Agriculture, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.